Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, man. Boy, God has been good to me. Man, I can't really count it all. You can't either. You know, it's all in perspective. You really can't count all that God has done for you. If you look at every little thing, it's unbelievable the things he's done for us. How many times, you know, we got through something without even talking to him about it? He just blessed us with it. How many? You know, it's so much. The fact that you wake up in the morning, the fact that you still have a place to stay, the fact that, you know, maybe struggling out here, but guess what? You still going to work. You know, you living check to check, but you're making it all. You got all the plates spinning, you know. It's hard. You got a lot of plates spinning, but you keep them up there somewhere. Every now and then one break, but he put two more back up there that look a little bit better, and you got to get to spinning them. So it all works. And then you got a lot of people who just can't seem to mentally put it together as to, you know, why their life isn't in the position that they want it to be. We talk about this oftentimes, but I want to try another angle with you today. You know, maybe it's you. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's no external force that's at fault like you keep making the excuse to be. You know, so many people I hear, well, if this hadn't have done this, if he hadn't have done that, if she hadn't have done that, I would have been further along. I wasted all my time, my years with this man, and he did this, and I could have been here, and I could have been there. And this woman, she did this to me, and if she hadn't have done that, I could have been here and I could have been there. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's not really that external force that you keep making it out to be. See, I've done this to myself before. Once again, I'm talking to you about something I know about. I've done this to myself before. I've had the reason I wasn't where I wanted to be. I had it figured out as some external force. I had worked it out in my mind. Clearly, it wasn't me. Because if so-and-so, or if this hadn't happened, and if they hadn't have done this, I would have been further along up the road. That's what I was saying. But hold on, man. Boy, I learned a valuable lesson, man. See, if you don't ever let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go. If you don't ever let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go. I was listening to Bishop T.D. Jakes one day, and I heard him say, you can't drive your car if you gonna keep looking in the rearview mirror. You go outside and try that. Try to drive your car, but keep your eye in the rearview mirror. All you looking at is where you been. All you looking at in that rearview mirror is where you passed or should have passed, something you should have moved on from. All you doing is looking in that rearview mirror at what happened back there. If you don't stop looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to crash your car over and over and over again. Or you got to slow it down so bad in order for you to keep looking in that rearview mirror. If you don't learn to let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go forward because you keep reviewing the past. The past is the past. And I know it's hard. Man, I watched a show and this lady said, well, I just can't ever forgive them for that. Well, guess what? Guess what? God may have already forgiven that person. That person may be extremely remorseful, could have gone to God and gotten forgiveness for it years ago. But you sit here and you keep hanging on to the past. I can't ever forgive that. Mm-mm. Then I heard Bishop Jakes come on the show one time and say something that really, really struck home. You keep drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. He said that. I just shook my head and went, wow. You drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. Revenge is poison to you. You know, if hatred is poison to you, unforgivingness, when you won't forgive a person, that person could be going on with their life, made the right with God, don't know how you feeling, they skipping through life. Now, you make adjustments every time you see them, and it takes energy, man. It takes so much energy to hate. It takes so much energy not to forgive. Now they come in the room, you got to avoid them, stay over here. Here they come now. You got to make a situation over here. They come into the house. It's family reunion. Uh-oh, here they come. Where they going to be? In the basement? I'm going up here on the third floor. I want to go out here and get some barbecue. She out there at the barbecue stand. Oh, Lord, I don't want no barbecue. I just eat this potato salad. People, man, take themselves all out of position trying to make adjustments when it would simplify your life if you would just let it go. Maybe you ain't where you need to be because of them external forces altogether. Maybe you're not where you need to be because of you. Because you won't let it go. You won't move forward. Look at this, ladies. Let's say you've been in a situation with a man. For years, it didn't work out. For whatever the reason, it just didn't work out. I got what you say he did. I got what he did. All of that, yada, yada, yada. When you get through, did not God get you through it? Did not he allow you to survive it? I got you got some cuts on you. I got you been a little bit bruised. But did he not get you through it? So now that he's freed you from it, now he done went on, he got a whole nother family over there somewhere. Now he trying to make it right because maybe he learned the mistake he made and now he trying to be a better man. He just trying to get it right now. But you sitting there holding on to it. You drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. So now instead of you enjoying the blessing of finally being free from a situation that was not healthy for you, you create an even more unhealthy situation in your mind by hating, by having revengeful thoughts, by hoping he fall on his face. Maybe you even doing something to the other situation to make sure they struggle. Oh, man, you drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. Maybe you ain't where you ought to be in life, not because of your external forces, but maybe it's you. If you don't let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go. You can't keep driving your car looking in the rearview mirror. Come on, man. Forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. Bishop Jake's got a book out, man, called Let It Go. I'm telling you, read this book. It'll help you. It's not just for people who are angry. This is for people, man, who don't even know the little things you're holding on to. You don't even know. The name of the book is Let It Go. Man, I had to read it and go, wow, man, I really had to check myself. All that I know about this thing called life and trying to succeed, I still need refresher courses and reminders every now and then. Maybe, hold on, man. Maybe you've been, sometimes, man, it's just you holding on to a business practice too long. You know, I had to catch myself. You know, I say it 1,000 times. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. Maybe you need to change a business practice. Maybe it's the way you've been doing a certain thing. You just got to let that go. Because if you let it go, it frees you up to go. It's hard to get to the next level with all that baggage. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yep.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, ladies, ladies. I would say gentlemen, but I don't care. So ladies, ladies, ladies.
Ladies.
Not boys and girls. How about the girls? Because that's what makes the world go round. Girls and ladies. It's a woman's world.
Yes, it is.
National Ladies Month.
It's a woman's world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. James Brown said it was a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
So true.
Which was a true statement.
He did say that.
Which means it's really a woman's world. Welcome to the show. Here are two of them now. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
And Carla.
Morning, crew. Hey, Steve.
Junior.
Morning, Unc.
Jay Anthony.
What up? Watch out there now, Steve.
Thomas Miles.
Top of the morning.
And Steve Harvey. Yeah. We're all here.
Yeah, thank the
Lord.
The
gang's all here.
Everybody's here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. How you
well,
feeling?
March Madness is upon us. Have you filled out your brackets yet? Who you think gonna win it all, Tommy?
I hate to say it. I don't know if it's here for him. Duke. I think
Damn,
Duke.
Boy, you know what I think? I think Duke got a shot at
they
it.
They got a shot, man. They look
I
good.
I think Duke got a shot at it. Yeah, I've been watching a little bit of it. Yeah. Yeah, Duke is nice. I think a shocker could come out of Florida, though.
What school?
I get all in Florida schools.
University of Florida.
Yeah.
You got Miami down there. You got the Gang Gators. You got the Seminoles. You got the
Florida State.
UFC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to be in the conversation, Steve. How about Arizona? If you say that, are you in?
You just throwing in any
just throwing
something.
No, they good, but they. I don't think they have enough.
I'm just throwing it out there.
They got a bad boy though at Arizona.
See,
that big boy.
I'm in. Now I'm in. Thank you.
Yeah, they got a bad boy out there. He's strong.
Change the conversation. I'm in now.
Everybody was excited about that Ty Young, whatever his name
Trey
is.
Young.
Trey Young.
Trey Young.
Oklahoma, but
yeah.
They done figured out how to shut him down.
How about that big boy from Kansas?
He always used that.
He always go to Kansas.
They got one.
They got one.
But Kansas could be there. I think Kansas will make the Final Four because they got some players. Malik Newman is coming around.
Is he black?
Over there at Kansas. Huh?
You know a white Malik.
Malik Newman? Is he black?
You know a white Malik.
I just wanted to throw that out.
White dude white you ever had named Malik Newman? It's culturally, it don't even sound like that they would do.
Not at all.
Malik! But then be pronouncing it too.
Wait, say it like a white guy.
Malik!
Excuse me, daddy, it's Malik.
Well, whatever it is, I don't know why your mom named you that. Malik, stop it.
Daddy, it's Malik.
Damn it, I don't care what your name is. It'll be Malik if I wanted to be. How's it spelled?
It's Malik.
M-I-L-K.
Next is Tiamathy.
Baby getting mad, boy. Put a thread on you. For Pete's
sake. All right, guys. You guys are just back from Disney World. Now, Steve, you're going to break down the fairy tale of Snow White.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for something funny. Steve, I know you guys just got back from Disney World, so now you're going to break down the fairy tale of Snow White. A little different twist to it, though, huh?
Yeah, and they're very familiar.
Really?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Oh, really?
Are. Yeah.
Well, how so? How so?
Let me hear it.
Well, I'd be more than happy to point that out to you. If that's what you want to do. Anytime y'all ready,
let's go.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Well, Junior, you one of the dwarfs. I consider you happy.
Okay.
Junior, you happy.
Yeah, I'm happy. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you happy.
Hey, everybody.
Who on this show is happier than Junior?
Nobody.
He has the best attitude of anybody. Yeah, ain't nobody on this show happy. He got the best attitude on this show. I think Jay would be sneezy.
Why sneezy, Steve?
Because he's sick. He got diabetes. Oh, goodness. His sugar off. He got low blood pressure, high blood pressure. He got ingrown toenails. He got gout. He probably got ringworm.
No, he had all
and
that.
And he breathe real heavy. That's why I call him sneezing.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Okay. All right, I have to check that. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it.
Shirley,
right here.
You the dwarf named Bashful because you won't cuss.
She won't what?
But we've been trying to get you to cuss since the show started. You won't do it.
Why is that? Why do I have to cuss?
Well, that's it. You ain't gonna grow into who you really could be until you learn how to open up. Because you're too tight.
Okay.
Release yourself.
Cussing will change all of that. Okay. Right?
Carla.
Yes.
You that little one named Doc.
Uh oh.
Doc.
Because you the fixer. It's what doctors do. They fix stuff. She go into consultation. She go up there with the white folks at our heart. Then she come back. She said, don't say this. Don't say that. Remember the brand. You ain't saying that on this show. Uh-uh.
That's what doctors
Cat,
do.
Take his mic out.
Right.
So you the doc. Uh-huh. Then you, Tommy.
Oh, yeah, oh, Tommy. Uh-huh.
You got happy. You got happy. You got sneezy,
bashful,
Doc. Mm-hmm.
Tommy, ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Dopey.
How the hell I'm dopey?
Yep. How you ain't gonna be dopey? If you ain't dopey, who is? Now, who the hell out here could be more dopey than you? You dopey. You say the stupidest stuff on the radio show. You claim to be stupid. You can't be nobody but dopey.
Got
okay,
you there.
Okay, nephew. Okay, okay, cool, cool. What's left, though?
Huh? All right, well,
that's me. I'm in charge.
I think we all know.
You ain't Snow White.
Oh, yes, the hell I am.
No, you're not.
White dress, black hair, a headband on, everything. I'm Snow White. I'm a white lady.
All right, which one is Steve, guys? 3, 2, 1.
Grumpy!
Grumpy!
That be you, partner.
Yeah.
Grumpy!
What?
Yep.
You don't see that?
Y'all gonna get together? Y'all gonna get together and say grumpy?
Yeah. We know you grumpy because you're sleepy and you got 9 jobs. That's the problem. That's your problem.
The end.
Okay. So we through with the Snow White and the Dwarf, right?
Well, yes. Okay.
Yeah, we know who grumpy is.
So let's just let's shut up. Let's do superheroes. Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's see where we fit in that. Uh-huh. Can we do that?
Oh, you want me to do it?
Oh God. Yeah, I guess. Go ahead. Who are you? Just give me mine now. Who am I?
No, we don't
have a lot of time.
Come on.
No, let's go down the list. Junior?
Yes, huh?
Junior first.
Okay.
Junior as a superhero, who could I see you as? You Flash. Flash going. Blowing by Tommy's ass like he's standing still.
You set yourself up for that one. You're referring to the race they did about a month ago now, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm going to
Flash. Come on.
Flash.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So J. Anthony Brown, we'd have to go more Batman-ish. Jay would have to be the Joker with that ignorant ass laugh.
Yeah.
Always playing.
Yep.
Yep, yeah. Fat Panther. Yeah.
Always playing. Oh, Carla.
Uh-oh.
You the superhero Storm.
Ooh,
yeah. 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 Uh-huh. Cloudy, raining. You just Storm. You just come in here like a thunderstorm. Every time we happen, here you come. You can't say that. You ain't finna do that on this show.
That's Stormy.
Yeah.
Storm.
All of that.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah.
All right, who's Shirley?
Well, you might as well love her because that's what she is.
Storm.
Now, Shirley, I got to come up with somebody for you.
All right.
Shirley, somebody.
Wonder Woman, I love her. Okay.
Yeah. No, you ain't finna
play Wonder Woman?
I'm going to tell you right now. You're going to have to get some clothes off to be Wonder Woman. I'm going to tell you that right now. What you're not finna do is say you Wonder Woman coming in here with all these clothes on. That's not what you're going to be in here.
It's winter.
No, no, no. You're not finna be Wonder Woman.
All right, listen.
Like, see no.
Coming up next with the
Shirley,
nephew.
Shirley, you're going to be in a lot of people's. You're going to have to be somebody else. Let me think.
Okay, think, and we'll be back. Coming up next.
Medusa.
Damn,
without
Jay.
A hair?
With all the snakes.
CJ, you finna mess around.
You ain't going to get spoke to in about a week, Jay.
Shirley, I did not say that. That was Jay.
I know.
No, matter of fact, we'll be back. Let's stop this right now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But right now, it is time for Steve. You were going to tell me which superhero I was going to be, and then that's right before we get to the nephew and run that prank back. All right, let's go. Did you think of something?
You know what, Shirley? I just saw you.
Why?
You're not here Wonder at Shirley.
Why can't I be Wonder Woman? What is wrong with that?
No, you know.
Are we off, Shirley?
Yes.
Shirley, I have it.
Okay.
I know who you are.
Okay.
I just saw you the other day at Disney.
Uh-oh. If it's Minnie, I'll be honored.
No.
Uh-uh. No. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Incredible.
Oh, the one with the body?
That woman had so
really?
Much.
Yeah.
But
what?
Miss Incredible was banging.
Nah.
You don't want to be the butt lady?
Uh-uh.
You don't want to be Miss Incredible?
You don't want to be the butt lady?
Shirley, she's incredible.
I'm going with Wonder Woman. You all can go with whoever you want.
You got one more.
If you got one more person.
Tommy?
Yeah, you got Tommy.
I got you, boy.
Come on over here, boy. I already know,
You
boy.
Ready? Superhero.
Come on, boy. I got my chest out, boy. Come on now. Represent.
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Got it. Keep your chest out.
Oh, y'all.
Oh.
Now, Tommy, listen. The suit might be a little bit too big.
From my aunt.
But we're going to get it took down for you.
The prank today we running back is y'all ain't married. Let's just run that. Here it is. Y'all ain't married.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Brian.
Yeah, this is he.
How you doing, Brian? My name is Daniel. I wanted to give you a call today. You got a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. You're Brian. Brian... Right, you're married to Althea.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, that's me. That's my wife. Yeah.
Okay. Got a question for you. How long have you guys been married?
Going on 9 years now. We've been married. Now, who is this?
My name is Daniel. Were you guys married at Greater New Missionary Baptist Church?
Let me see. Yeah. That's the name of that church. Yeah, Greater. About 9 years. Yeah, that's right. Why? What's going on? What you asking me all these questions for?
Okay. Do you remember the minister that officiated your actual wedding ceremony?
Yeah, that was Reverend.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the right person. I wanted to make sure I had the right person, Brian. So I'm sorry if it seemed a little weird to you. Here's what's going on. We've just come up with a new discovery. A lot of information that Reverend. None of his credentials are true. Everything is false. He's not a minister at all. He never was a minister. And every single wedding ceremony that he officiated is basically null and void. So, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you and Althea, even though you think you've been married for 9 years, you guys are not married at all.
No. Doc, you got to have the wrong person. Because me and that thing, we got married about 9 years ago, and Reverend he the preacher.
I know that. I'm telling you is he never was ordained. He's never been an ordained minister. He's not a minister at all. So when he performed this ceremony, your wedding ceremony, he had no right to be doing that. You guys are not married. You know, you guys have been living in sin for 9 years.
Hold on, Doc. Let me tell you something. I ain't been living in no sin. Me and my wife, we have been married for 9 years, and that man, he's a preacher. I'm telling you, he's a preacher. I heard him preach last Sunday.
Sir, as of today, he has no right to be in anybody's pulpit. He has no right to be officiating, whether it's weddings or funerals, no matter what it is, christenings for children. He's not allowed to do that, and we have officially stopped him from doing anything serving under as being a pastor or a minister. We have stopped that. But what I want you to know is that you have been living in sin, and we want to try and get you guys married as soon as possible, so you're not living in sin.
Oh, no, Doc. I ain't been living in no sin. I have been married for 9 years. This woman, she has been taking care of me and my kids for the past nine years.
Wait a minute. You guys have children?
Yeah, we got two kids, two beautiful kids.
Okay, then those kids are bastards.
Bastards? Hold on. Let me tell you something. My kids ain't no bastards. What about your kids? Your kids are bastards?
No, sir. My kids were born in wedlock. Your kids have been born out of wedlock.
I'm telling you, that man did my service, and he is a preacher. He's a man after God's own heart himself. He done everything that he could for me and my family. He is a preacher.
Sir, I know it's hard for you to swallow the truth, but I want you to know, and I need you to be able to tell Althea that you guys are not married, not as of right now.
No. Okay, so hold on. Now, back in the olden days, but before all these colleges and stuff came about, you telling me that them men back in the old days, that they wasn't no preachers, that they wasn't men after the cloth? Is that what you're saying to me?
What are you getting at, sir?
What I'm trying to say is back in the olden days, back in the 20s and 30s, they didn't have all these colleges and all these degrees and stuff like these new preachers got these days. That man now, he was from back then, and God called them, and that's what they went on to. And all them people that they married back then, they did the same thing today. You don't need no degree to say that you're a preacher. You don't need no license to say you're a preacher. Me and my wife, we've been married for 9 years. My kids have been born in wedlock. We were married. We were married by Reverend. My friends and family, they was all there.
Sir, the bottom line is that you have been living in sin because you have not been married with your wife for the last 9 years, and your kids, I hate to say it, your kids are bastards.
Now, hold on now. I done told you. Don't say nothing else about my kids. See, I ain't no cusser, but don't push me. My kids ain't no bastards. You understand me? You don't get me upset.
Sir, I'm trying to give you the truth and try to get you in here and get you married so you will not be living in sin any more than what you are.
I ain't living in no sin. Look, now you don't make me whoop your ass. You understand? Me and my wife, we have been married for 9 years. Don't sit up here and call me talking about that we ain't married. That man ain't no preacher. You understand? Now get off my phone. What you? That's my wife. Those are my kids. They have been born in wedlock. You understand?
Sir, I just wanted to call and give you the information so that you could probably stop living in sin. That's all I wanted to do.
I ain't living in no sin. That's what I just told you. You ain't hear me? I ain't living in no sin. Maybe you the one that's living up in some sin. Now, you ain't got nothing to say to me. That man has married us 9 years ago. Now, get your ass off my phone.
Sir, I have one more thing. I'd like to say
you
to you,
you ain't got nothing else to say to me. You ain't get your ass off my damn phone. Now, do you understand me? I ain't got time for this publicity.
Sir, can I say one more thing?
What you got to say to me now?
I just wanted to let you know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Althea, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, man, now. Oh, Lordy. Doc, I almost went in on you, Doc. You almost made me go there. Yeah, I'm a kid, Althea. You say Althea put you up to this?
Althea got me to prank you, man.
Wow, man.
Oh, man. Hey, man, you all right with me, brother. I got to ask you something, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
You're stupid. Okay.
Who? Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Ant-Man.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. And guess what, guys? Tiger Woods is what? Back.
Yes, he is.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, in the world of college basketball, the Selection Sunday, which means the schedule is set for March Madness. The play-in games are today and Wednesday, and the full 64-team tournament games start Thursday. So, Junior and Steve, I got to ask you guys, Tommy, Jay, especially you,
know.
Jay, any predictions for the Final Four?
Duke!
Okay, that's one. Uh-huh. You got three more
Duke's
schools.
Good. That's a good choice. I don't.
Yeah, Duke. I got to see the whole bracket.
Yeah, I need to see the
bracket. Another boy.
Yeah, see the whole bracket.
There's some boys out there. A lot of people think Purdue got a chance. I don't, but.
What? How come you don't think so?
Well, I just don't like the players.
Oh.
I just don't.
You know who look good?
If I don't like your players, I don't care.
Baylor look good, huh?
Oh, Baylor ain't going nowhere. They look good, though. You all right about that. They got a good squad. They going to get that little bracket a little breeze, but I don't know if they can get all the way. It's going to be, you know, it's always going to be a Cinderella.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, who's going to be this?
Ask who's your
I don't know, but
too.
I got to see a game or two. I got to see somebody, you know, I got to, when does it start?
Today, some games start
today.
It starts today.
Today, yeah, today, Tuesday, yeah.
What's that school always show up? Start with a V. What's that school?
Villanova.
No, not Villanova. Man, I'm gonna tell you in a minute. Give me a second.
Okay, yeah. I gotta ask a question just to get in conversation because
yeah,
I don't really know. What about the team with all them white guys on there?
Yeah, that's
Gonzaga.
Hey man, let me tell you something. I watched a basketball game between St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. And BYU. Mm-hmm. St. Mary's and BYU.
What does that bring me?
I looked on the floor, and it was 10 white dudes. And it was so strange to see a televised basketball game with 10 white guys on the floor. It just looked strange. Mm-hmm. Oh, they was hooping. Oh, them boys was balling, man. But it was just strange to look out there and see 10 that. White guys on the floor. I thought something had happened. I didn't know what it was. No, seriously, like I was flipping through, and I hit the channel. I went, what happened?
Yeah.
And I looked on the bench, some suspensions come out. What happened? What the hell?
Some suspensions.
Is the bruh sitting out this game? Are they kneeling?
We protest.
Yeah, I thought something had happened. So I watched about 5-6 minutes. And then they brought this big, tall brother in from BYU. And if it wasn't for his hair, I wouldn't have knew that. But I said, okay, there go, bro. Then saw a couple more come out there later on. So I thought the brothers.
But it was scary at first.
Yeah, I thought we was protesting something. I need to know. Because I got to tell everybody, hey, man, the brothers from St. Mary's and BYU set out.
Hey, well, speaking of brothers, what about Tiger Woods?
Oh, Tiger's back. Man. I think he's back.
He was looking good. One game? Good.
What?
He did.
No, he had a couple tournaments before that, too.
He must be back on that diet of white women. That'll do it for you, boy.
Wait. White women to get your game back together
back
on the go?
White women died. Your game come up, boy.
Jay, be quiet.
Why do you say that, Jay?
Because he's crazy.
Boy, you need to get your game back. You need to get on the white women, boy. Somebody told him that. Your game ain't going to never be right till you get back on the white women.
I can't go with you.
No, not
like,
at all.
I like the angle, though.
That's who Jay, he dates right. White women.
Uh-huh.
You're right. Yeah, it's all good.
And Jay hates golf.
Let me tell you get your game right. Let me tell you how you get your game right. You can get back on the white. Yeah, say hello. You can get back on the white women.
All right.
Why don't you get back on the white women?
On that note, we're going to...
You all win a tournament.
Please take us to the news, Steve.
Take us to the black woman.
Steve.
She got the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp. Good Lord. I'm sorry, Miss Ann.
Thank you very much. And yes, black I am and proud. This is Antrip with the news. All right, somebody's been making bombs in Austin, Texas, and there have been three blasts just over the last 10 days. Authorities say the latest explosion critically injured a 75-year-old Hispanic woman. That came on the heels of two other bombings, one which killed a 17-year-old boy, seriously injured a woman in her 40s. And then there was another bomb blast on March 2nd that left a 39-year-old man dead. Austin's police chief is Brian Manley.
This is the third in what we believe to be related incidents that have occurred over the past 10 days. And similar to what we have said in the earlier instances, we want the community to be aware of what is going on. Because again, based on evidence that we have at this scene, as well as at the other two scenes where we've had these explosions, this evidence makes us believe that these incidents are related.
Officials say the bombs were placed on the victims' front porches. They went off when they were picked up. So far, all of the victims have been either black or Latino. President Trump goes to California today. He's scheduled for a big fundraiser in Beverly Hills later tonight. He's also going to stop, they say, in San Diego to check out the 8 prototypes for his promised border wall. Trump's announced his school safety proposals, by the way. They call for allowing states to arm teachers, identify people who could be threats to themselves or others, and make the current background check system more efficient. However, it does not include raising the age to buy a gun to 21. That's something the president told the students at Florida's Stoneman Douglas High that he was in favor of. However, the NRA is against it. The porn actress who claims that she had an affair with Trump and was paid $130,000 not to talk about it, reportedly offering to pay the money back in order to speak freely about everything. Right now, Stormy Daniels, not legally allowed to talk about her alleged 2006 affair with Trump because of the non-disclosure agreement she said she signed. But now her lawyer has sent a letter to the president's attorney making an offer to get Daniels out of the agreement. Trump continues to deny he had an affair. Students all over the country, by the way, plan to leave school for 17 minutes tomorrow, 1 month anniversary of the Parkland, Florida shooting. It'll be 17 minutes for the 17 students and faculty killed on Valentine's Day. Voters going to the polls today in Pennsylvania, a closely watched race for U.S. House seat. Democrats and Republicans had poured millions into Donald's into the 18th congressional district race. And today is National Earmuff Day and National Donald Duck Day. Oh, Donald!
Let's go for a sale!
Oh, not a sale, not in the snow. Well, we'll be back with more entertainment at today's trending topics as well. 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so we got to ask, as we always do, it seems like, every day or every other day, what is wrong with our president? President Trump, the president of the United States, called Congresswoman Maxine Waters a very low IQ individual.
And what? You know what?
That's some utmost disrespect.
He doesn't.
He's so foul.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, he's just non-presidential.
Yeah.
True that.
Because she disagrees with him, mm-hmm. doesn't like his policies. And really, but quite honestly, just doesn't like him as a person.
And is smarter than him. Way smarter than him.
One of the brightest women.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. That's right, Steve.
Low IQ.
Just take the test at the same time. We get the results. Watch when he goes back.
Well, Congresswoman Waters. Still be sitting in there. Yeah. See who still be sitting in that chair.
See who finished first.
Trump started the exchange at Pennsylvania rally. He was there on Saturday night for Republican House candidate Rick Saccone. Take a listen to this, please.
We have to defeat Nancy Pelosi. And Maxine Waters, a very low IQ individual. You ever see her? Have you ever seen her? We will impeach him. We will impeach the press. But he hasn't done anything wrong. It doesn't matter. We will impeach him. She's a low IQ individual. You can't help it. She really is. We will impeach him. But you have Maxine Waters, and you have plenty of others. And, I mean, Nancy Pelosi, you can't have that.
You know what? Amazes me at the what? Trump rallies. I was watching the one he did in Pennsylvania the
yeah,
other day.
Yeah, this one here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like when he makes these statements, they have these people that they position behind him because mm-hmm. they try to show a mix of all different people. So they very consciously place people. They do it at everybody. They do it for Hillary. They do it for mm-hmm. everybody. That's common practice. But they find the one black person that they can. They found this black lady with this big black feathery church hat on. Mm-hmm. And stuck her over there. if this woman did not look so out of place, so she didn't know when to clap.
Didn't know.
She didn't know what the hell. She ain't know nobody at the rally. What? They just set her up there. But I watched the three teenage kids behind Trump. Everything he said, their reaction was, "Woo!" And I mean, he was saying stuff that really, it's no way you could cheer that hard for some of the statements. Mm-hmm. But that was their job and their place there to do that. And whenever he wants to feel good about himself, he goes to one of his rallies and they cheer for him and he just talks to them.
All right. Listen, coming up at 34 after the hour, the guys are here with Comedy Roulette.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for Comedy Roulette. Please, Jay, do us the honors
very
and explain.
Simple. Here I go. We are just good on this show. Give us five subjects, put them on the wheel, spun the wheel, mm-hmm. Where it stop, we will do the damn thing.
Here come championship team.
All right, here we go. Number one, how come they don't know when it's time to go home? Okay, Jay, this one's for you, I know. Can a brother be with a white woman without all of these looks? That's for you, Jay. Yeah. Okay, number three, trust me, dude, them long suits, they are not coming back in style, okay?
Oh, they'll be back.
Got the jacket.
We see them at the show all the time, don't we? Oh, yeah.
Number four, you don't remember because you got knocked out.
That's a real one.
Number five, big buff dudes. You know, the big ones with those little bitty little doggies.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
All right, funny. Let's spin it.
Spin the wheel. Spin it, Jay.
Let's go.
I'm on a number two.
They don't know when to leave home.
Number
that's
two.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Number four, you don't remember because you got knocked out.
You don't remember because you was knocked out. And here's how I know you was knocked out. When you wake up and you got a hospital robe on and your clothes is folded on the other side of the room.
Yeah, not folded.
They got your stuff folded up over there. Mm-hmm. You was knocked out, dude. That's why you don't remember.
Come on, Junior.
You're going to be there while Jay.
Yeah. She had been telling me, my mom had been telling me to pick them hangers up out the floor.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how... I got in the hospital, but I think it was because I knocked out. I ain't going to tell you no more, pick them damn hangers up.
Right. All right.
That's why you don't remember.
We're playing Comedy Roulette. We had stopped on You Don't Remember because you got knocked out, nephew.
We left the house party and went to Chili's afterwards.
Uh-huh.
You was in the car, but you don't remember that because you got knocked out. Yeah.
At the party?
At Chili's?
Yeah. At, which, you got knocked out at the house party.
Oh. All right, Steve. You don't remember because you got knocked out.
You in church.
Church.
It's 4:30 a.m. In the morning on a Monday. You don't know how you sleep under that pew at 4:30. Well, I'm telling you why you under that pew at 4:30. Because you leaned over and told Sister Shirley Weinraub that she sure has some nice breasts. She knocked your ass out.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody pick you up. It's 4:30 Monday morning. You in the dog church.
What?
I had to do that one because Tommy stole my
Come on, Jay.
Let me tell you what. You don't remember because you was knocked out. You said to the short white guy, bring it. You said to him, damn it, bring it.
And he
brought it.
You don't remember.
Yeah, you don't remember. Let me tell you what you said. Well, damn it, bring it.
All right, Steve, close it out for us.
You unconscious at the circus.
Mm.
You know, they taking the tent down and everything.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what happened. Because you told the midgets. Ain't a midget nowhere can whoop me.
Yeah, little people.
30 of them clammed out of a Volkswagen. You didn't know it was that many of them in there? That's what you said.
That's why you was knocked out.
And that's why you don't remember, because you was knocked out.
They taking the tent down.
Yeah. We have told you it's little people. Yeah. We have told
but
you that.
That's because you said midget. They have told you it's little people.
Yeah, that was it.
You ain't listening.
Yeah, you said the word.
You said, ain't a midget nowhere can whoop me.
All right, nephew, tell me.
30 of them climbed out that boat wagon.
Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got, nephew?
Got it for you. This one right here.
That's
is...
the other one, Tommy.
What's that? Huh?
That's that other one.
What's up?
You woke up with the phone next to you. You had pranked somebody. And they had... They had that iPhone locator. You woke up and realized, yeah, that's my wife, dog.
Oh, hell.
Wait, what?
I got knocked out. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That's part of the you got knocked out.
This one here is workman's comp. Workman's comp right here.
Yeah, hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Vincent, please.
Who's calling?
My name is Ed from the Human Resources.
Oh, yeah, that's me. What's up?
Well, Benson wanted to, first of all, check on you. We know you're got injured here at the job. How you doing so far?
Yeah, man, I'm making it, man. You know, everything's cool, and, you know, I don't know how long. The therapy's going pretty good, though, but I'm all right.
Therapy's going pretty well.
Yeah, they say I'm doing all right. The pain level is about maybe a 6 still, but it's getting better, though.
Okay. Listen, have you been getting your check on time?
Yeah, I've been getting it, man, and I appreciate it because it really helps, man, because, you know, I ain't able to work right now. They said it's going to be a little while, so I appreciate that. Y'all the one defending the check?
Yes, sir. We're the ones getting the checks out and wanted to make sure that that's definitely getting there. So you're good on that, huh?
It's good. It's all good, man. I appreciate it.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Thank y'all for checking on.
We've got a bit of a problem that we wanted to check on. Now, you haven't been doing any strenuous work.
I ain't been working at all, man. I just been taking it easy. I can't do nothing really right now. And they told me not to do nothing.
All right. Now, you do know the rules are that you're not supposed to do anything to jeopardize your back, correct?
Yeah. I'm straight. I ain't been doing nothing, man.
Okay. Well, let me say this to you. We do have some surveillance cameras that are showing us that you've been doing some strenuous work.
I ain't even been going nowhere. Talking about surveillance cameras. I don't even hardly go nowhere.
Well,
you know.
the strenuous work that you're doing is actually at home.
At home. I'll be inside. I don't do nothing outside. I don't even barbecue, man. What you talking about? Strenuous work.
Okay. Have you, Vincent, been having sex at home?
What the kind of question? Who is this? Is this the supervisor or something? What kind of? Let me talk to the supervisor. That ain't none of your damn business.
Sir,
I've been having sex.
I'm with Human Resources.
I don't give a about, man, excuse me, dog, but I don't mean disrespect you. Just because you paying me, you know, looking out for me and don't mean you can call me and just say any kind of like that, man. Have you been having sex?
Are you having sex at home?
Say, that ain't none of your business, dog, if I've been having sex or not.
Okay.
Let me talk. Who your supervisor, man?
Sir, I'm the supervisor here at Human Resources. It's been brought to my attention, and we actually have you on surveillance. You've been having sex. Now,
I know there better not be no cameras in my house. I know that much. And who authorized some like that anyhow? Surveillance
sir,
to me.
You're not supposed to be having sex if your back is hurting. Okay.
Man, you better not have no damn camera in my house. What you talking about? You've been surveilling me having sex. That's a damn lie.
Sir,
what's your name? What's your name, man?
I'm Ed, sir. My name is Ed.
Ed, who, Ed? Because I'm, Ed. Look, I'm trying to be nice, but you pissing me off, Ed. This is
you.
Ed, who?
Sir, here it is.
Ed,
if
who?
We find out, I'm giving you a warning.
No, Ed, I don't need no warning. I'm giving you a warning. You let me find a damn camera in my house telling me I can't have no sex. And
you
all
cannot
that.
Have sex if you're that is strenuous work and you're putting it on your back and we're paying
Look,
you. We're paying you.
I don't give a
sir,
damn about what you're paying me or what you ain't paying me. You're going to call my damn phone, tell me, you got a surveillance camera in my house? That's some Ed.
Okay, well, sir, Vincent, let me say this to you.
You don't need to say nothing to me. But your last name and your supervisor name. That's what you need
to do. My name is Ed, okay? And you don't need to worry who the supervisor is. You need to make sure that there's no more sex going on until your back is healed.
Look, you're going to have me to cuss your out and hang up on your man. I don't have time for this, man. That's what y'all do. Because y'all doing for people, y'all think y'all can do illegal and talk to people crazy, man, when y'all helping them. I don't appreciate that at all, man. This is I don't know who y'all think y'all is down there. Y'all do something for the I think y'all can just call them and say anything. That's man. I don't like that. And I ain't trying to be disrespectful. But you got me heated right now, man. And there better not be no cameras in my house. Do you understand that?
I'm going to tell you once and one time only. No more sex whatsoever,
what you talking about. I'm sorry, man. Because I tell you one damn thing. You think you giving up some money. Now, I'm going to sue y'all. If I catch a camera up in my house, and you ain't gonna have to never pay me no more. You gonna pay me one big check, but I'm suing the out of y'all. Now you understand that?
I understand. I need you to understand one more thing. Are you listening to me,
man? You go ahead, man. Y'all got me easy, man. This and after this, here, don't even call me no more. I'm telling you, because this is ridiculous.
Okay. Are you familiar with Leonard?
Man, familiar with what?
Leonard. Do you know Leonard, your coworker Leonard?
Yeah, what about him?
Leonard got me to prank phone call you. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Vincent, buddy, you been pranked.
Man, get the f*** out of here. Man, y'all about to have me to... Ooh, Lord, talk about my check and f***, man. No, man, what's up, man? This is... y'all had me going out, man. Y'all had me heated. Man, I'm gonna kick his f***. Let me call that f***. Is he on the phone?
No, he ain't on the phone, man.
Ooh, I'm sweating like a... Oh, so I'm still getting my damn check then. That's what that means. Y'all had me heated, boy. I thought y'all gonna take my... What's up, man? Nice to hear from y'all, man.
Yeah,
y'all got me, though, man. Y'all got me.
I got one more question, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Of course, no doubt, man. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Always will be, especially y'all done got me like this here.
I did that.
Yeah, you did
that.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Somebody got to do it.
Taking that man's money away.
It's pranking. It's gangster pranking is what it is.
I want to be there when it happened. I want to see it.
I want to see it, too.
Team Tommy, don't hurt him.
Jay, if I'm somewhere getting my butt whooped and you ain't helping, longer on the championship team. I promise,
me boy. Me and Jay going to be on the side giving instructions. Step back. Duck.
Step back.
Use your right. He working you.
Yeah. Stay off the ropes.
Stay off the ropes.
He working you, not the play-by-play, Jay. Yeah.
Chuckles Comedy Club, March 23rd through the 25th, Friday through Sunday. The nephew coming to town to be that doggone fool that you know he is. March 23rd through the 25th, Chuckles Comedy Club. Prescott, you can quit calling now. I am on my way. It's it. Bought the ticket already. Yes, I'm
he's
coming.
Funny, Prescott.
Prescott, funny. Prescott. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love mm-hmm. Prescott, man. That's my dude. Mm-hmm.
Love him. That dog on Prescott say.
A fun tour too.
Prescott say, he can't eat spicy food no more. When he eat a chicken wing, he just gone on and sit on the toilet when he eat.
Prescott.
Really. So you're going to be down there in Memphis
with
him?
I thought I'd throw it out. March 23rd through 25th, Land in the Cut is Lexington, Kentucky, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Comedy off Broadway. The nephew coming to town, back out there on the comedy club circuit.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you, nephew. Coming up at the top of the hour, the strawberry letter. Get ready, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, recently, guys, the LA Lakers beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, Steve. Seems like LeBron scores more points when certain celebrities show up at his games to watch him play.
Really?
He's at...
he didn't score enough.
He's at his best when Diddy is in the crowd. Because when Diddy's there, he averages about 32.7 points. In front of Beyonce and Jay-Z, he gets about 31.7 points per game. And when Rihanna, Drake, and Jack Nicholson are there,
oh yeah,
he's rocking about 30.5 point average. Okay, not bad. So, Steve, what do you think Cleveland is going all the way? What do you think? Is Cleveland going all the way?
Might come out the East.
We all right. You know, we're going to come out the East. We got LeBron. We're going to find a way to come out the East. We got some injuries right now, but them new boys they got is real athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And they playing good together. So I'm not – that's not a concern of mine. The West will get challenged this year by the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it.
Now that I do know. Right.
Yeah. They will get challenged by the Houston Rockets. It will not be San Antonio this year. It will not be Oklahoma City. The challenge will be coming from them damn Rockets. And if Chris Paul stay healthy, ooh, they got a chance. They beast. If Golden State is healthy, no one can beat Golden State. If they healthy and they play in their game, they can't
beat
them.
You said Houston.
Houston going to give them a run. Steph Curry, if he healthy, though, it's going to be close. They're going to lose some games to Houston. There will be no sweeping. But Houston is in their back right now.
Golden State, and this is one of the
I just want to talk about this, though.
I do know this.
Go ahead. Let me hear you.
Golden State shoot threes that take your heart out. I mean, it's just like, it just.
That is true, Jake.
It just hurts.
It's absolutely demoralizing.
All that damn defense.
Absolutely demoralizing.
You've done everything.
You've done
now,
everything.
Now, I want to say something, though.
What?
What?
Let's change the subject. I want to talk about the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, go ahead.
Who ain't won but one bad football game in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make the announcement that some changes have occurred.
Okay.
We have given up some of these draft picks. We have now gotten the boy, and I told him on Celebrity Family Feud, the quarterback for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor, yeah. I told him on Family Feud, I said, man, you ought to come to the Browns. He said, man, you going to come to the Brown. We got Tyrod Taylor, who has the second best quarterback efficiency rating in all of football. We got him as the quarterback. Mm. We had to give up a couple of picks. We also got the starting cornerback from the Green Bay Packers. We gave up a couple of picks for that because we still got the top four picks in the first 65. So now we got the number one pick. I think we should pick.
Who?
Saquon Barkley out of Penn State at number one. And then whatever quarterback left at fourth, we could take a quarterback. But I think we're going to be fine with Tyrod. So what I think we ought to do is get that boy out of Alabama
that
to play
back?
Cornerback or get that other defensive end and put him next to Miles and end this thing. The Browns will be competitive next year, and we're going to step all over Houston. I'm making that prediction
What's competitive?
You know what?
We're going to win more games than Houston. Well, hold up. Deshaun will be back.
We got to get to the letter anyway.
This sounds like the damn letter.
I know.
Buckle up. Mean. Hold on tight. We got it for you.
Deshaun Watson to be back.
I'm strawberry letter.
Come on, subject. Subject. Pregnant, single, and raising a 13-year-old boy. Good morning to all. Steve, I have been waiting for the chance to speak to you and Shirley, or have you speak into my life. I'm a single parent of a 13-year-old boy. My son is very intelligent, a straight A student. My concern with my son is that I feel he lacks common sense. It is very frustrating. I try the best way I know how to help him in this area of his life, but it seems as if I've made it worse. How do you teach a child common sense? We really need your help. Because of the situation, we have limited conversation. He is scared to talk to me. I know it's because I made him feel like that, but what am I supposed to do? I just want to know when he is out. in the world, he can and will make the best decisions on his own. I feel so bad to the point that I cry and ask God to help me. I don't see what I am doing wrong, but it's obvious that I am doing something wrong. For the record, let me just put it out there. It's not the pregnancy. He has been like this before I even thought of having another baby. Here are a few examples of his behavior. Keep in mind, he is 13. Number one, I have to remind him to eat. If you don't ask him, he won't get up and feed himself. Number two, I have to remind him to bathe. Days go by and he won't think on his own to take a shower. What? Sometimes I won't say anything just to see how long it would take for him to take a shower on his own. Number three, all he wants to do in the house is lay around. I mean, he balls his whole body up and will just lay there. Even when we go out, he would lay his head on a table or ball his legs up in a chair. I don't understand. I used to be light with my words, but lately I have been hard on him because I can't take it anymore. Number four, he will not groom himself. I am the complete opposite, so I don't know where he gets this from. I tell him how to groom as a man, but I can't show him. Like, he can't stay in the room with me when I'm getting dressed. Anyway, he can't do everything I do. He's a boy. Our communication is fading because he feels scared to talk to me. Please help us, Steve. I am open to any suggestions to develop a healthy relationship with my son. I have to be honest with you and the public. I feel I am to blame for this situation escalating because now it's hard for me to talk to him without already being frustrated. What approach should I take with him? P.S. No, he does not have a male role model in his life. Not even the guy I'm pregnant by. That is a whole nother letter. Sincerely, Frustrated Mom. Dear Frustrated Mom, you know, and I'll go through my answer quickly. As a mom, you know, I do feel your pain because parenting is the hardest job in the world. I can say the good news is that he has straight A's. You know, that's a start. But I agree with you. You need book sense and you need common sense. And after that, I say he needs what you say he doesn't have in his life. And that's a father or some sort of male role model. You know, and I really wish that men and fathers would get and realize how important it is that, you know, they are involved in the development of their child. And Steve, I know that, you know, you do this all the time. You're a mentor. You know, this is what we talk about a lot on the show. And she really wants to hear from you. You have sons. So, you know. 12 after when you come back.
I have a great suggestion for this woman.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's get to it. Part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
I think I have something for this.
Right up your alley, Steve. Yeah.
I mean, I got sons, so I already know the deal on this one right here. Pregnant, single, and raising a 13-year-old boy. Good morning to all. Steve, I've been waiting for the chance to speak to you and Shirley or have you speak into my life. I'm a single parent of a 13-year-old boy. My son is very intelligent, a straight-A student. My concern with my son is that I feel that he lacks common sense. It's very frustrating. I tried the best way I know how to help him in this area of his life, but it seems as if I've made it worse. How do you teach a child common sense? We really need your help. Because of the situation, we have limited conversation. He's scared to talk to me. I know it's because I made him feel like that. But what am I supposed to do? I just wanted to know when he's when he's out in the world that he will make the best decisions on his own. I feel so bad to the point that I cry and ask God to help me. I don't see what I am doing wrong, but it's obvious that I'm doing something wrong. For the record, let me put it out there. It's not the pregnancy. He's been like this before I even thought of having another baby. Here are a few examples of his behavior. Keep in mind, he is 13. Number one, I have to remind him to eat. If you don't ask him, he won't get up and feed himself. Number two, I have to remind him to bathe. Days go by and he won't think on his own to take a shower. Sometimes I won't say anything, just see how long it will take him to take a shower on his own. Number three, all he wants to do in the house is lay around. I mean, he balls his whole body up and will just lay there. Even when we go out, he will just lay his head on the table or ball his legs up in a chair. I don't understand. I used to be light with my words, but lastly, I've been hard on him because I can't take it anymore. He will not groom himself. I am the complete opposite, so I don't know where he gets this from. I tell him how to groom as a man, but I can't show him. Like, he can't stay in the room with me when I'm getting dressed. Anyway, he can't do everything I do. He is a boy. Our communication is fading because he feels scared to talk to me. Please help us, Steve. I'm open to any suggestion. Develop a healthy relationship with my son. I have to be honest with you in the public. I feel that I'm to blame for this situation because of how it's hard for me to talk to him without already being frustrated. What approach would I take with him? P.S. No, he does not have a man role model in his life, not even the guy I'm pregnant by. That's a whole nother letter. Sincerely, frustrated mom. Well, frustrated mom, you have every right to be frustrated. You have a lot to do with this, but I want to tell you something. The examples you're using as a boy, I just want you to understand, sir. Here are a few examples of his behavior. You say that your son doesn't have common sense. I have to remind him to eat. If you don't ask him, he won't get up to feed himself. Slow down a little bit. When your son is watching TV or playing, do you know I have to stop all of my kids? Have I always said, have you eaten anything yet? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. once they get involved with that TV, on that computer, in them games, having fun, you got to remind your child to eat all the time. You're not the only one that's having to do that. But hear me, trust me on this one. Mm-hmm. When he get hungry,
he's gonna go
get something to eat. When your child gets hungry, he will go and get something to eat the moment he's not any longer preoccupied.
Right.
So know that. That's happening in every household across the country. Or you have the other extreme. You got to tell some of these kids to quit eating because all they doing is eating. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I don't know if that's so bad. Number two, I have to remind him to bathe. Days go by and he won't think on his own to take a shower. Sometimes I won't say anything. See how long it would take him to take a shower. You have a boy. Majority of the boys have to be reminded to take a shower. Until they get up around 16, they might start getting in there on their own because they on them girls then. But at 13, the girls ain't really clicked in yet. He filthy, and he ain't got no problem being filthy. That funk is only bothering you. It's on your nerves that he won't just get up in there and go take a shower. My mama had to almost beat me to get me to go in there to take a bath, man. I was a boy in every sense of the word. I reveled in the dirt. Man, the more dirt, the cooler I was. Man, I had dirt in my pockets. I bought dirt inside in my pocket to play with in my room.
Play with dirt?
Yeah, you know, we didn't have no video games back then. You had to go outside to have a good time when I was a kid.
That's true.
There was no video games, no computers, no internet. I couldn't email nobody. I couldn't even talk on my damn phone. Mm-hmm. Your phone is for me and your daddy Casey's job call. So what was I doing? I was outside playing in the dirt.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And don't forget to please join me this coming Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook, okay? Okay. Now, switching gears, according to the Daily Mail, millennials are not feeling social media. Is social media a waste of time? Some millennials think so. A new study found that a third of millennials are quitting social media. That includes Facebook. That includes Twitter.
Can I go with the millennials?
That includes Instagram and even Tinder. Why are they quitting? Most respondents said that they were quitting because they felt it was a waste of time and social media was making them think negatively. Wow. Wow, yeah. How insightful. Yeah, the millennials. What do you think about social media? Steve, I know you have an opinion here.
The only reason I'm doing it is because they told me I have to.
Well, by they, you mean who?
You know, people that pay me.
Oh, okay,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really care for social media. I don't like it. I mean, at all.
Great pictures on
you don't
that.
Do it.
Great
no.
pictures.
I mean, I do it. I got followers. Almost 4 million on Instagram, but I don't like it because haters that troll the internet.
Yeah.
I don't care what you put up; they got something negative to say about
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's gonna
happen. Dog, I posted a picture of my grandson mm-hmm. walking with me to the set, and he was running.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was adorable. Yeah.
Somebody said, yeah. "Is that your real grandson?"
Wow.
Yeah. Wait a minute, hold up, dog.
You can't read that where stuff. You can't read
where
it.
Where
though.
You at?
You cannot read
yeah.
all those
things.
Yeah, but I read it and wanted to say something. Then I go to his page, his punk ass pride.
Yeah, they always are. They always are.
I ain't leaving.
But I've learned how to delete and block you, so you mm-hmm. had to get another account, dog. Mm-hmm.
Long as Halle Berry on social media, I'm on social media. I'm just
okay.
Right.
Well, all right, we're gonna move on.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming up in about 10 minutes, depressing places. These are places you don't want to go unless you're, you know, you want to be depressed.
He here now.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Steve is here with some depressing places. Steve.
I was thinking
yeah.
of some depressing places you can be. There's places that get depressing. Like, it's depressing if you're in a car with somebody
uh-huh.
and they got the radio on playing some music you can't stand,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but you can't say nothing because it ain't your car.
Uh-huh. Right. Man.
Man, you can be depressed. You'll just be looking out the window. Uh-huh. But your face be up against the glass, though. You be going, man.
Like you 3 years old. Oh, that hurts, man.
Or like this, I'll tell you something else. You ever throw a house party and over three people show up?
Oh, that's ooh, depressing. That's all really that work. Depressing.
Man, oh, yeah. You just in there, man. Them little sandwiches just drying out with them toothpicks in it.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
You know, I tell you something else depressing because I got to go tomorrow in Atlanta.
Mm. What, Steve?
If you go to the DMV
uh-huh.
and you number 1426.
Mm-hmm.
And they only on number 871.
That's depressing.
It's 600 more people for mm-hmm.
Yes.
God,
that's pretty depressing,
yeah.
partner.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's depressing.
I tell you something depressing. This was me mm-hmm. and Winton one time. Watching your child play sports, but they ain't worth a damn.
Oh.
Mm. Really?
That's pretty depressing.
Winton was on the basketball team. I've never been so embarrassed in my whole life.
You're not supposed to say this.
No.
Hard as I can,
he knows better.
You're not supposed to say this.
Take up piano or something.
You know better.
You did you leave up?
No, I took him off the team.
You took him off?
Yeah, I took him off the team. We ain't going to keep because this ain't what you do. I can tell right now you can't play basketball. I've been working with you, and this it?
It's a team thing,
what?
Though. You got to learn how to be a team.
I'm going to be out here just having these little white kids shaking and baking you. Not while I'm watching.
You are crazy.
Now, you're not going to do that to me.
Don't let that white boy do
you. Yeah, you're not going to do that to me. He just out here shaking and baking you. He all tween his legs, breaking your wrist. Get your ass up, boy. You a hobby. No, I took him right on off that team.
If how they old was he, Steve?
Oh, man.
Huh?
How old was Winton?
Eight?
You yeah. didn't give him
come
time.
That
was
no, this ain't what you do.
You were dream killing. Dream killer.
Dream killer.
No, he 3B21. He still can't hoop.
The white boy shit.
No,
because you
it.
Took
chicken
him off
bad.
The team.
Huh?
Step back and knock down the
I
shot.
I took him off the team. He got other gifts.
White
he
boy
good.
Hit the shot, Steve. Did hit the shot.
All on him. I said, nope.
Nope.
That's right here. And I'm sitting next to the white boy's father.
What did
Steve,
he say,
is this
Steve?
Your son?
Hey, great move, Caleb.
Caleb.
You got
did.
Took by a white boy named Caleb right now. You coming out of basketball. There ain't a white boy ever been in the NBA named Caleb. I tell you another place that's depressing.
What's that?
What?
If you go to a Sandals couple resort by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody booed up. You
yeah.
over there just eating.
Yeah.
You over there just eating.
Unlimited.
You on your
at
ninth drink. Everybody woman fine. I tell you another depressing
okay,
place.
Come on,
I'm
bring it.
Depressed.
I'm getting depressed. Right, yeah.
Church, if you know you're going to hell.
Oh, goodness.
It's a hard place to sit in. Oh, Pastor. Fire is stone.
Wrong
burnt.
Is this about me?
Hot. Hell fire. Ain't no way you gonna make it.
Are you going to?
I tell you another depressing
did you hear Jay,
place.
Steve?
Is this about me, Pastor?
Here's another depressing place.
Come on.
Tinder, if you ugly.
Tinder.
Yeah. If you on Tinder and you ugly, there's so many swipes. You ain't never, you've been on there 3 weeks. Ain't nobody swiped you and kept you yet.
Wow.
And
that's
everybody
bad.
You swipe, don't swipe back.
That's depressing.
Oh, man.
That's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You on Tinder and you just ugly.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. That's depressing.
Yeah.
That's depressing. That's bad,
nobody
Junior.
Like me?
It's depressing Uh-huh. When the mailman show up, you think he got your income tax return check?
Yes.
He hand you some more damn bills. What the hell you think I'm going to pay these with?
Talk.
You ain't see nothing in your bag? Check your bag.
Wow. Feeling sad.
I'm so depressed right now.
Depressed.
You got
I'll tell
more?
You another something that could be pretty depressing. You get that pregnancy test kit from the drugstore and pee on it, and it ain't the color you want.
Yeah, brother. That's pretty depressing.
Yeah, Father.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, that mess up your whole day right
you
there.
You go right down there and get another one, don't you?
Yeah, you bought three of them, sir. Damn it, I'm paying for them. Don't worry about it.
I had them lined up one time. I had about eight of them out there. All of them were the same color.
Try it again. Try it now. Try it now.
Very depressing. Mm-hmm.
Wow, Steve. Well, you've really managed to bring the show down.
Yeah, you thought
well,
about
I'm just
this.
Trying to show you, just remember, if you've been on Tinder 2 weeks and ain't nobody swiped you yet, you need to check yourself. Yeah. Take that photo off.
Put a new one up.
It's time to catfish somebody. At this point, you need to get into catfishing.
Oh, my God.
Because 2 weeks on Tinder, ain't nobody swiped your picture.
Not a one.
God, no. And you keep checking it.
How busted are you?
Really? This is depressing.
I know. I can't believe you thought of this, Steve. All right, well, we'll try to bring the mood up a little bit. Coming up at the top of the hour, spring is almost here.
Well, the only way your mood is messed up is you want to eat.
Like I was saying, coming up at the top of the hour, spring is almost here. And, Steve, you're going to help us flip our closets. You love doing that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, Shirley, Tommy, Junior, Jay, some sad and shocking news from the world of hip-hop. At this time, multiple media outlets are reporting that Craig Mack, hailed as part of the starting foundation of Bad Boy Entertainment, has died at the age of 46 due to heart failure. This is so sad and shocking. Craig Mack, he rose to fame in the 90s with a platinum summer hit, Flava in Your Ear. It was the summer of 1994. Man, if you were a hip-hop fan in that era, that was our jam. Flava in Your Ear, then the remix. Oh, man. But I really think that hip-hop fans, we can also agree that Craig really not... He never really got that fame that Biggie got, you know. Diddy has declared that Biggie Smalls and Craig Mack were the foundation of Bad Boy Entertainment. True that, true that. And our thoughts and prayers are with Craig Mack's friends and family, his wife and children. Fans, man, rest in peace, Craig Mack. Rest in peace.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
kick
know.
Kick that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah,
crazy Joy.
Just like Uniblab. Robotic kicking flab. Or flavor bit of batter. Chitter chatter, madder than the Mad Hatter. I bet your boss come by fatter. I got the data. Turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. I mean, my man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac they go off like an MX missile. No more of you whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kicking out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes a brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mack's brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mack, 1,000 degrees. You'll be on your knees and you'll be burning, begging, please. Brother Freeze, man's indisputed and deep-rooted. Funk smoke that leaves your brains booted. This bad MC with stamina like Bruce Jenner, the winner tasting MCs for dinner. You're crazy like that glue. I think that you could outdo my 1-2. That's sick like the flu. Shake 'em down, boy. I flip boy all the time. Cause boy, the rhyme you're kicking ain't worth a dime. Seems like there's no kind.
competition in this rap world expedition. You come around and knock you out position. Knock them out. No flame could ever dig a grave on the back. The power pack in black make you see men crap. And here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Max, a brand new flavor in your air. Here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Time for new flavor in your air. I'm kicking new flavor in your air. Max, brand new flavor in your air. Here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Time for new flavor in your air. I'm kicking new flavor in your air. Max, brand new flavor in your air. Ha, the Max dope with more hope than the Pope. But for MCs, more knots than ropes. I'd like to break it down, down, breaking, forsaken laws. The MC shaking with this track that my man's making. MCs will run like a bomb threat, I bet, or better yet, make you sweat, getting hotter than the sun get. Craig Mack is the flame that bumps from here to Tibet. I break all rules with my action, that the Mack sends the MC stop relaxing. This brand new sheriff that's in town, getting down, leaving bodies buried in the ground. I set up rhymes for a decoy down for bad boy. Watch the MCs not destroy. And here comes the brand new flavor in your ear.
Flavor in your ear.
Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear.
Here comes the flavor.
It's time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking brand new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Ha!
Okay, well, we all know the Northeast is getting another heavy snowstorm. They've already had, what, two?
Yeah.
Now they're bracing for another one.
Today.
We know you all are so sick of winter. You're so sick of all the snow. But hang in there. Spring is almost here. That means it's time once again for that life chore that is called spring cleaning. We all do it. We all do it. Once you know what you're trying to accomplish, start by taking everything out of your closet and group it all together by category. Right, Steve? Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got it. I don't do it that way. It's just a real simple flip for me. You know, I go winter and spring. It's been a little bit easier for me because I live out in L.A. now.
Oh, yeah.
So you ain't really got to flip. I can't even really wear too much winter stuff.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, jackets and stuff like that.
It's so beautiful out here.
You know.
Do you throw away, Steve, or give away?
I give away. No, I never throw away.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I never throw away.
Give away.
Oh, yeah. No, because
I
don't.
Is there a list of giveaway and how you get on the list? That's what I'm trying to
think. And what do you do to give away?
I do the giveaway, like, first of all.
He's right there, Jay.
The shoes is every 2 years. This is a giveaway year.
Okay.
This is a giveaway year for shoes. I already got my dudes.
You got everybody on the list?
Well, you what size shoe you wear?
What size you wear?
He's gonna make it work.
Make it work,
Jay. He's gonna make this work, Jay. Go ahead.
If I got to cut a toe out, I'm gonna make it work.
No, I think you wear like 11, though.
No, I wear 13.
A 13?
Yeah.
Okay. You can wear some of them.
Okay.
I just give them away. We'll wear some of my stuff. But ain't none of my stuff raggedy.
Long.
I don't wear nothing that look like it's been wore.
No.
I don't have, like, pants ain't shining. Sweaters got lint balls on them.
Is that iron print?
You don't have sweaters with hanger hoops in it.
You
ain't got none of that.
Dog, you better not hang my sweater up on a hoop. Let me tell you something.
You're
going to lose your job.
Fold it.
Now, most of them
so
are folded.
So your pants is not sideways where the crease go to the side.
My pants are on clips.
Right.
And on the waist.
So they hang straight. Right.
Because when I get dressed, I just want to go get dressed. I don't want a coat hanger print in my slack.
Right. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You guys... Nick Gordon was arrested for a domestic incident over the weekend. The man found legally responsible, in case that name sounds vaguely familiar to you, he was the man found legally responsible for the death of the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. He's now in trouble, big trouble
in
Florida.
What?
This was the man that was found responsible for Bobby Christina's death. Yeah, and he's her former boyfriend. He was arrested on Saturday at a home in Seminole County for domestic violence. This involves his live-in girlfriend, the one he has now. Deputies say the woman told them that Nick Gordon
hit
her.
I'm confused.
Okay.
Okay, help me understand something. Mm-hmm. Nick Gordon has been accused, or was he charged and found guilty?
Accused.
Civil suit being responsible
For Bobby Christina's
death. Bobby
Christina's death. Uh-huh.
He got a new girlfriend?
Yeah, Livin. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, what, she can't read?
Oh.
What?
In other words, how?
She don't have social media.
Why is she dating him?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Anybody told her?
Did she read
the story? Just like OJ had a girlfriend after the fact, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he had a girlfriend. Okay, well, anyway, Nick Gordon was arrested Saturday at his home for domestic violence involving his live-in girlfriend. Deputies say the woman told them that Gordon hit her in the face several times, which left her with a swollen lip. While she refused to press charges, deputies arrested Gordon based on her statement and the physical evidence. Wonder why she refused to press charges.
Oh, you ain't got to press no charges.
Yeah, because they'll get you.
On probation, you ain't got to press no charges. But once you make a call like that, it's out your hands. Yeah. The prosecutor can bring the case.
Oh, that is right.
He's been arrested before, too.
Yeah, you shouldn't do nothing when you're on probation. Dog,
if he's on probation, it ain't nothing he can do.
You ain't got to be on probation. If the prosecutor picked them charges up, that's it.
Yeah. If you violate probation, you can just go sit down up to a year.
Yeah.
Now, he's already responsible for Bobby Christina's death. Now, you're doing this again to someone?
Young-ass soldier.
Yeah. I hope not.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll turn to some brighter news now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carla, you say Jay-Z and Beyonce hooking up again for tour?
Yeah, they are going on the road. They announced it yesterday on the
Them
Run tour.
Be so high. Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
Part two,
oh,
right?
Oh my goodness! Mm-hmm. Oh my
tickets
goodness!
Gonna
though.
Be gone is
yeah,
what they
gone.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they have to charge.
Oh yeah, that's the only way you can put on a show like that.
Well, mm-hmm. They have to.
They have to what, Steve?
Well, they have to charge because this new generation steals the music. So the only way to make money now, you have to tour.
Mm. Okay, I see what you're saying.
They're probably two of the top touring acts right now. Only people I think can, Rihanna, if she goes, she'll make big bank.
Oh, yeah.
Drake, he can go.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno is mopping them.
Yeah,
Bruno
he's
and
big
B.
And he's got Cardi B.
J and B, they'll start their tour July 25th in Cleveland. That's
I love that off. Tour. Love that tour. Can't
Corona
wait for part
get
two.
It right on July 25th. July 25th. I won't be in the States. Hopefully, God willing.
Oh, this
I'll
is about you now.
Not caring about who touring. I'm talking about, man, don't care if you got Bruno Mars and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, in the world of college basketball, the Selection Sunday, which means the schedule is set for March Madness. The play-in games are today and Wednesday, and the full 64-team tournament games start Thursday. So, Junior and Steve, I got to ask you guys, Tommy, Jay, especially you, Jay, any predictions for the Final Four?
Duke!
Okay, that's one. Uh-huh. You got three more
Duke's
schools.
Good. That's a good choice. I don't.
Yeah, Duke. I got to see the whole bracket.
Yeah, I need to see the
bracket. Boy.
I see the whole
There's some boys out there. A lot of people think Purdue got a chance. I don't, but
what? How come you don't think so?
Well, I just don't like the players.
Oh,
I just don't.
You know who look good?
If I don't like your players. I don't care.
Baylor look good, huh?
Oh, Baylor ain't going nowhere. They look good though. You all right about that? They got a good squad. They gonna get that little bracket a little breeze, but I don't know if they can get all the way. It's gonna be you know, it's always gonna be a Cinderella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, who's going to be this? Gonna ask who's just
I don't know, but I got to see a game or two. I got to see somebody, you know, I got when does it start?
Oh. Today some games start
today.
It starts today.
Today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, today Tuesday. Yeah.
What's that school always show up start with a V? What's that school?
Villanova.
No, not Villanova. Man, I'm going to tell you in a minute. Give me a second.
Okay, yeah. I got to ask a question just to get in conversation because I don't really know. What about the team with all them white guys on there?
Yeah, that's
Gonzaga.
Hey man, let me tell you something. I watched a basketball game between St. Mary's and BYU. St. Mary's and BYU.
What was that? Bring them
in? I looked on the floor and it was 10 white dudes. And it was so strange to see a televised basketball game with 10 white guys on the floor. It just looked strange. Mm-hmm. Oh, they was hooping. Oh, them boys was balling, man. But it was just strange to look out there and see 10 that. White guys on the floor. I thought something had happened. I didn't know what it was. No, seriously, like I was flipping through and I hit the channel. I went, what happened?
Yeah.
And I looked on the bench, some suspensions come out. What happened? What the hell?
Some suspensions.
Is the bruh sitting out this game? Are they kneeling?
We protest.
Yeah, I thought something had happened. So I watched about 5-6 minutes. And then they brought this big tall brother in from BYU. And if it wasn't for his hair, I wouldn't have knew that. But I said, okay, there go, bro. Then saw a couple more come out there later on. I thought the brothers.
But it was scary at first.
Yeah, I thought we was protesting something. I need to know. Because I got to tell everybody, hey, man, the bros from St. Mary's and BYU set out.
Hey, speaking of brothers, what about Tiger Woods?
Oh, Tiger's back. Man. Oh, yeah. I think he's back.
He was looking good. One game? Good.
What?
He did.
No, no, he had a couple tournaments before that, too.
He must be back on that diet on white women. That'll do it for you, boy.
Wait. White women to get your game back together
back
on the go?
White woman died, your game come up, boy.
Okay, be quiet.
And why do you say that, Jay?
Because he's crazy.
Boy, you need to get your game back. You need to get on them white women, boy. Somebody told him that. Your game ain't gonna never be right till you get back on the white woman.
I can't go with you.
No, not
like,
at all.
I like the angle though.
That's who Jay. He dates right. White women.
Uh-huh.
You're right. Yeah, it's all good.
All right, we will be back with our last break of the day. Steve Harvey's closing remarks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. Last break of the day. You know what time it is. It is time for Steve's very insightful closing remarks. They are back.
Today I want to just, this is real simple. This is probably going to be my most just grassroots attack of a situation that I've ever used. Because I'm not going to put it into story form. I'm not going to put it into sentence form. I'm going to just let you pick how you want to look at it. Procrastination is one of the big killers of the dream. Procrastination is one of the great killers of the goal. Procrastination is one of the great killers of success, because you never ever start. You cannot assure failure more so than by not starting. Procrastination. Everybody want to pick the perfect time to start. Want to make sure all the ducks is lined up in a row. Want to make sure, man, that everybody's in order. You got it all laid out before you start. You're never going to start. You're never going to win. You're never going to be successful. Here's a list of words that's meant to encourage you so you can stop procrastinating. Attack. If you want to succeed, you have to attack. Kill it. You got to go after it out there. You got to kill it. You got to be about it, man. Here's another one. Get at it. Pick whichever one of these floats your boat. Get at it. I'm trying to get you all to stop procrastinating. Now is the time. Don't delay. Get at it. Kill it. Attack. Knock it out the park. Knock it out the park. Let's go. Let's go, man. Let's go. Come on now. Just come on now. What you waiting on? What you waiting on, man? Stop tripping. because when you trip, you cause yourself to delay. You tripping. Stop tripping. What you waiting for? Get at it. Attack. Kill it. Don't delay. Knock it out the park. What you waiting for? Stop tripping. Come on now. Let's go. Attack. Get at it. Pick any one of them you want. But stop procrastinating. The best time is right now. Start it today. You tripping, man. You tripping. You can't, it won't come to you unless you go get it. It's not gonna happen unless you get with it. It's nothing is gonna happen unless you start it. Please do not tie your success to somebody else showing up. Oh, man. Because suppose they procrastinate. Suppose they have step. Suppose something happened to them. Suppose they give you that unacceptable excuse. Because excuses are only good for the person that provides them. It does you no good. So why would you give them to yourself? What is your reason for not going after what it is you want to go for today? What's stopping you from starting the process today? Oh, you don't have all your ducks lined up in a row. You don't see how you can get to the finish line. You haven't figured out each and every step. So you think that you can sit there and map out success from start to finish and it'll happen? I have news for you. You can't. You just got to get started. Stop procrastinating, y'all. Get at it. Attack it. Kill it. Don't delay. Knock it out the park. What you waiting for? Stop tripping. Come on, man. Let's go. Do something now. That's the best thing I can give you. Now, you pick whatever one of those you need that floats your boat today and get at it. But if you don't start today, you're going to have that same excuse for not starting tomorrow. And once you get comfortable making excuses, you become really good at it. And then after a while, the excuses just become justification. And once you can justify it, oh, it all makes sense now, don't it? That's the danger of procrastination. It allows you to justify why you haven't done it. And if you can justify it, it sounds a lot better, don't it? It's raining today. I ain't going down there today, man. It's raining. I'm going to start working out tomorrow. I'm going to start eating better next week. You know how many times next week ain't going to get here? How about now? That's my closing remark. That's it.
All right.
Great, huh?
Get at it.
All right.
I'm going to get at something today. Soon as we get off the air.
Yeah.
I talked myself into something else just right now. I'm finna go get at it, man.
What you waiting for?
You tripping.
Man. Come on, man.
You tripping.
Take us home, Steve.
That's right. See, pick the one you like.
Which one you like, man?
Man. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great weekend, okay?
Tuesday. Hey, why wait? Why put off for this weekend? You could do it right now.
Shirley, tell her.
That's right.
Shirley, you just heard that closing remark.
I just heard it. I got it.
Why y'all waiting on this weekend to have yourself a good weekend?
Do it right now.
Do it right now.
Do it right now.
Woohoo! It's Friday!
All right,
yes.
It's
Friday. Get up in here and get at it.
All right, great weekend.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.